This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Finance Minister Swarnim Waghle to answer questions on government's policies and programs in house meeting today. Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Minister Viraj Bhaktasrestha directs concerned authorities to expedite repair and investigation works after the collapse of 232-kilovolt transmission towers in Bake disrupted electricity supply in Karnali province. And United States President Donald Trump visiting China for high-level talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping today. Now the news in detail. Finance Minister Swarnim Waghle will respond to the lawmakers' questions on the government's policies and programs on behalf of Prime Minister Balendra Shah in today's House meeting, according to the Finance Minister's Secretariat. Earlier, the Parliament Secretariat's published agenda had stated that Prime Minister Shah would answer questions in the House of Representatives meeting. However, the schedule was revised at the last moment, assigning the responsibility to Finance Minister Waghle instead. The House of Representatives meeting is restarting in a short while. Meanwhile, the government has approved the Government of Nepal Work Division Regulations 2083 Bikram Samvat. A cabinet meeting held today at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers also endorsed the amendment to the Electronic Governance Commission Formation and Operation Order 2079 Bikram Samvat. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Dr. Bikram Timil Sinha, said the meeting further approved the land-related 21st Amendment Rules 2083. The Cabinet also nominated House of Representatives members Susil Kharga and Yogesh Gauchan Thakali as members of the Public Investment Management Committee. Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Minister Viraj Bhaktasrestha has directed the concerned authorities to expedite repair and investigation works after the collapse of 232-kilovolt transmission towers in Bake district disrupted electricity supply in Karnali province. The towers located in the Chisapani area under the Kolpur Surkhet 132-kilovolt transmission line were completely damaged after trees fell on them during strong winds. According to the Minister's Secretariat, coordination is underway with the relevant offices to reconstruct the towers and restore electricity supply at the earliest. Following the incident, the Nepal Electricity Authority formed an investigation committee under the coordination of Grid Operation Chief Raman Raj Sharma. The authority stated that the damaged towers had been constructed by the RS Infra Company. Preliminary assessments show that the tower foundations will need to be rebuilt and repaired, and restoration works are estimated to take around 3 weeks to complete. Nepal has called on the international community to translate the timeless teachings of Lord Gautam Buddha into action to advance global peace, harmony and cooperation amid growing conflict, division and climate challenges worldwide. Addressing the commemorative event of the International Day of Vaishakh 2026 at the United Nations headquarters in New York, Nepal's permanent representative to the United Nations, Lok Bahadur Thapa, said Buddha's teachings continue to offer a path toward peace, compassion and shared human values in an increasingly fractured world. The event was jointly organized by the permanent missions of Sri Lanka and Thailand to the United Nations. Highlighting Lumbini, the birthplace of Lord Buddha, as a global symbol of peace and spiritual renewal, Thapa said the Buddha's teachings on compassion, non-violence, mindfulness, unity and wisdom remain profoundly relevant at a time when the world is facing wars, inequality, social polarization and environmental crisis. Peace begins within and must be consciously cultivated, he said, calling for greater solidarity, dignity, justice and cooperation among nations. According to the United Nations, the program featured a high-level segment, religious blessings, and a special address by the most venerable bhikkhu, Ponnagara, who led the 2,300-mile walk for peace, along with statements from participating member states. The Central Investigation Bureau, CIB, has arrested Chief Executive Officer of the Nepal Investment Megabank, Jyoti Prakash Pandey, on charges of illegally participating in the auction of government-controlled property linked to Smart Telecom. According to police, Pandey was arrested from Sindhuli by a CIB team during a vehicle check at Kamalamai Municipality, Ward No. 6, after allegedly remaining out of contact by switching off his mobile phone. CIB spokesperson Siva Kumar Srestha said the investigation revealed that Pandey had participated in the auction process as the chairperson of Loan Recovery Committee, despite government claims over Smart Telecom's assets. The case relates to the assets of Smart Telecom, whose license was automatically cancelled on the 16th of April 2023 after failing to renew it. Following the cancellation, the Nepal Telecommunications Authority took control of the company's assets, telecommunications infrastructure, systems and network in accordance with the Telecommunications Service Provider Property Management Regulations 2079 Bikram Samat. Police said further investigation into the case is underway. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2pm English News Bulletin. On to an international update now. United States President Donald Trump is visiting China for high-level talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping. The visit comes as both sides engage in discussions on trade relations, artificial intelligence governance, regional security and tensions related to Taiwan and Iran. International media reports say the talks are being closely watched as they mark one of the most significant diplomatic engagements between the two countries in recent years. President Trump is accompanied by senior officials and business leaders from the key sectors, including technology and finance. Both sides are expected to issue statements following the talks, while further details on any agreements or understandings will be made public later. President Trump is scheduled to land in Beijing today evening. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be generally cloudy in Kosi, Mades, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, as well as the Himalayan and hilly regions of the country, while it will be partly cloudy in the Tarai region. There is possibility of moderate rain, snowfall with thunder and lightning in some places of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at a few places in Mathis provinces and the remaining Himalayan and hilly regions, and at one or two places in the remaining parts of the Tarai belt. There is also possibility of gusty winds, hailstorms, thunder and lightning in some districts of the hilly and Tarai regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudur Paschim provinces. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Finance Minister Swarnim Waghle to answer questions on government's policies and programs in House meeting today. Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Minister Biraj Bhakta Srestha directs concerned authorities to expedite repair and investigation works after collapse of the 232-kilovolt transmission towers in Baki disrupted electricity supply in Karnali province. And United States President Donald Trump visiting China for high-level talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.